9.3- Communication Rules. 9.3.1- Definitions.
Some words and phrases have special meanings when talking about hazardous materials. Some of these may differ from meanings you are used to. The words and phrases in this section may be on your test. The meanings of other important words are in the glossary at the end of Section 9. A materials hazard class reflects the risks associated with it. There are 9 different hazard classes. The types of materials included in these 9 classes are in Figure 9.1.
Next page, page 9-3. Next, we have a chart that reads, Hazardous Materials Class, Class 1- Explosives. 1.1, Mass Explosion, Dynamite. 1.2, Projection Hazard, Flares. 1.3, Fire Hazard, Display Fireworks. 1.4, Minor Explosion, Ammunition. 1.5, Very Insensitive, Blasting Agents. 1.6, Extremely Insensitive, Explosive Devices. Class 2- Gases. 2.1, Flammable Gases, Propane. 2.2, Non-Flammable Gases, Helium. 2.3, Poisonous/Toxic Gases, Fluorine Compressed. Class 3- Flammable Liquids, Flammable Liquids, Gasoline. Class 4- Flammable Solids. 4.1, Flammable Solids, Ammonium Picrate, wet it. 4.2, Spontaneously Combustible, White Phosphorus. 4.3, Dangerous When Wet, Sodium. Class 5- Oxidizers and Organic Peroxides. 5.1, Oxidizers, Ammonium Nitrate. 5.2, Organic Peroxides, Methyl Ethyl Ketone Peroxide. Class 6- Poisonous and Infectious Substances. 6.1, Poison, Toxic Material, Potassium Cyanide. 6.2, Infectious Substances, Anthrax Virus. Class 7- Radioactive Materials, Radioactive, Uranium. Class 8- Corrosives, Corrosives, Battery Fluid. Class 9- Miscellaneous Hazardous Materials, Miscellaneous Hazardous Materials, Polychlorinated Benphenols, PCB, None, ORM-D, Other Regulated Material-Domestic, ORM-D, Food Flavorings, Medicines, Combustible Liquids, Combustible Liquids, Fuel Oil. Figure 9.1, a shipping paper describes the hazardous materials being transported. Shipping orders, bills of lading, and manifests are all shipping papers. Figure 9.6 shows an example shipping paper. After an accident or hazardous material spill or leak, you may be injured and unable to communicate the hazards of the materials you are transporting. Firefighters and police can prevent or reduce the amount of damage or injury at the scene if they know what hazardous materials are being carried. Your life and the lives of others may depend on quickly locating the hazardous materials, shipping papers. For that reason, the rules require shippers to describe hazardous materials correctly and include an emergency response telephone number on shipping papers. Carriers and drivers to quickly identify hazardous materials, shipping papers, or keep them on top of other shipping papers and keep the required emergency response information with the shipping papers. Drivers to keep hazardous materials shipping papers in a pouch on the driver's door or in clear view within immediate reach while the seatbelt is fastened while driving, or on the driver's seat when out of the vehicle. 9.3.2- Package Labels. Shippers put diamond-shaped hazard warning labels on most hazardous materials packages. These labels inform others of the hazard. If the diamond label won't fit on the package, shippers may put the label on a tag securely attached to the package. For example, compressed gas cylinders that will not hold a label will have tags or decals. Labels look like the examples in Figure 9.2. Next, we see Figure 9.2, which is examples of hazmat labels. Next page, page 9-4. 9.3.3- List of Regulated Products.
Placards. Placards are used to warn others of hazardous materials. Placards are signs put on the outside of a vehicle and on bulk packages, which identify the hazard class of the cargo. A placarded vehicle must have at least 4 identical placards. They are put on the front, rear, and both sides of the vehicle. See Figure 9.3. Placards must be readable from all 4 directions. They are at least 250 millimeter 9.8.4 inches square, square on point, in a diamond shape. Cargo tanks and other bulk packaging display the identification number of their contents on placards or orange panels or white square on point displays that are the same size as placards. Next, we see an image that reads 1.5 blasting agents 1 oxygen 2 flammable 3 flammable solid 4 organic peroxide 5.2 poison 6 radioactive 7 corrosive 8 dangerous. Examples of hazmat placards. Figure 9.3. Identification numbers are a 4-digit code used by first responders to identify hazardous materials. An identification number may be used to identify more than one chemical. The letters NA or UN will precede the identification number. The United States Department of Transportation's Emergency Response Guidebook, ERG, lists the chemicals and the identification numbers assigned to them. There are 3 main lists used by shippers, carriers, and drivers when trying to identify hazardous materials. Before transporting a material, look for its name on 3 lists. Some materials are on all lists, others on only one. Always check the following lists. Section 172.101, the Hazardous Materials Table. Appendix A to Section 172.101, the List of Hazardous Substances and Reportable Quantities. Appendix B to Section 172.101, the List of Marine Pollutants. The Hazardous Materials Table, Figure 9.4, shows part of the Hazardous Materials Table. Column 1 tells which shipping models, the entry effects, and other information concerning the shipping description. The next 5 columns show each material's shipping name, hazard class or division, identification number, packaging group, and required labels. 6 different symbols may appear in column 1 of the table. Plus sign shows the proper shipping name, hazard class, and packing group to use, even if the material doesn't meet the hazard class definition. A means the hazardous materials described in column 2 is subject to the HMR only when offered or intended for transport by air unless it is a hazardous substance or hazardous waste. W means the hazardous material described in column 2 is subject to the HMR only when offered or intended for transportation by water unless it is a hazardous substance, hazardous waste, or marine pollutant. D means the proper shipping name is appropriate for describing materials for domestic transportation, but may not be proper for international transportation. I identifies a proper shipping name that is used to describe materials in international transportation. A different shipping name may be used when only domestic transportation is involved. G means this hazardous material described in column 2 is a generic shipping name. A generic shipping name must be accompanied by a technical name on the shipping paper. A technical name is a specific chemical that makes the product hazardous. Column 2 lists the proper shipping names and descriptions of regulated materials. Entries are in alphabetical order, so you can more quickly find the right entry. The table shows proper shipping names in regular type. The shipping paper must show proper shipping names. Names shown in italics are not proper shipping names. Next page, page 9-5. Figure 9.4-49 CFR 172.101. Hazardous Materials Table. Symbols A. Hazardous Description and Shipping Names. Acetaldehyde ammonia. Hazard Class or Division 9. Identification Numbers UN 1841. PG 3. Label codes, 9. Special provisions, 172.102. IB8, IP7, T1, TP33. Packaging, 173.155. Exceptions, 204. Non-bulk, 240. Bulk, not listed. Figure 9.5- Appendix A to 49 CFR 172.101, list of hazardous substances and reportable quantities. Phenylmercaptan-100, 45.4. Phenylmercury acetate-100, 45.4. Phenylthorea-100, 45.4. Forate-10, 4.54. Phosgene-10, 4.54. Phosphine-10, 4.54. Phosphoric acid-5000, 2270. Phosphoric acid diethyl 4 nitrophenyl ester-100, 45.4. Phosphoric acid lead 2+ salt 2-3 salt-10, 4.54. Column 3 shows a materials hazard class or division or the entry forbidden. Never transport a forbidden material. Placard hazardous material shipments based on the quantity and hazard class. You can decide which placards to use if you know these three things. Materials hazard class, amount being shipped, amount of all hazardous materials of all classes on your vehicle. Column 4 lists the identification number for each proper shipping name. Identification numbers are preceded by the letters UN, NA, or ID. The letters NA are associated with proper shipping names that are only used within the United States and to and from Canada. The letters ID are associated with proper shipping names recognized by the International Civil Aviation Organization, IACO. Technical instructions for transportation by air. The identification number must appear on the shipping paper as part of the shipping description and also appear on the package. It also must appear on cargo tanks and other bulk packaging. Police and firefighters use this number to quickly identify the hazardous materials. Column 5 shows the packing group in Roman numeral assigned to a material. Column 6 shows the hazard warning labels shippers must put on packages of hazardous materials. Some products require use of more than one label due to a multiple hazards being present. Next page, page 9-6. Column 7 lists the additional special provisions that apply to this material. When there is an entry in this column, you must refer to the federal regulations for specific information. The numbers 1-6 in this column mean the hazardous material is a poison inhalation hazard, PIH. PIH materials have special requirements for shipping papers, marking, and placards. Column 8 is a three-part column showing the section numbers covering the packaging requirements for each hazardous material. Note, columns 9 and 10 do not apply to transportation by highway. Appendix A to 49 CFR 172.101- the list of hazardous substances and reportable quantities. The DOT and the EPA want to know about spills of hazardous substances. They are named in the list of hazardous substances and reportable quantities. See Figure 9.5. Column 2 of the list shows each product's reportable quantity, RQ. When these materials are being transported in a reportable quantity or greater in one package, the shipper displays the letters RQ on the shipping paper and package. The letters RQ may appear before or after the basic description. You or your employer must report any spill of these materials which occurs in a reportable quantity. If the words inhalation hazard appear on the shipping paper or package, the rules require display of the poison inhalation hazard or poison gas placards as appropriate. These placards must be used in addition to other placards which may be required by the product's hazard class. Always display the hazard class placard and the poison inhalation hazard placard, even for small amounts. Appendix B to 49 CFR 172.101- List of Marine Pollutants. Appendix B is a listing of chemicals that are toxic to marine life. For highway transportation, this list is only used for chemicals in a container with a capacity of 119 gallons or more, without a placard or label as specified by the HMR. Any bulk packages of a marine pollutant must display the marine pollutant marking, white triangle with a fish and an X through the fish. This marking, if it is not a placard, must also be displayed on the outside of the vehicle. In addition, a notation must be made on the shipping papers near the description of the material, marine pollutant. 9.3.4- The shipping paper. The shipping paper shown in figure 9.6 describes a shipment. A shipping paper for hazardous materials must include page numbers if the shipping paper has more than one page. The first page must tell the total number of pages. For example, page 1 of 4. A proper shipping description for each hazardous material. A shipper's certification signed by the shipper saying they prepared the shipment according to the regulations. Figure 9.6- Shipping paper. ABC Corporation. 2, 88 Valley Street, Anywhere, Virginia. DEF Corporation. From 55 Mountain Street, Nowhere, Colorado. Page 1 of 1. Quantity, 1 cylinder. HM, RQ. Description, UN1076. Phosgene, 2.3. Poison, inhalation hazard, zone A. Weight, 25 pounds. RQ means that this is a reportable quantity. UN1076 is the identification number from column 4 of the hazardous materials table. Phosgene is the proper shipping name from column 2 of the hazardous materials table. 2.3 is the hazard class from column 3 of the hazardous materials table. Certification statement. This is to certify that the above-named materials are properly classified, described, packaged, marked and labeled, and are in proper condition for transportation according to the applicable regulations of the Department of Transportation. Shipper. DEF Corporation. Per Smith. Date, October 15, 2003. Carrier, safety first. Per blank. Date blank. Special instructions, 24-hour emergency contact. John Smith, 1-800-555-5555. Next page, page 9-7, 9.3.5- The item description. If a shipping paper describes both hazardous and non-hazardous products, the hazardous materials must be entered first, highlighted in a contrasting color, or identified by an X placed before the shipping description, ID number, shipping name, hazard class, packing group, in a column captioned HM. The letters RQ may be used instead of X if a reportable quantity needs to be identified. The basic description of hazardous materials includes the identification number, proper shipping name, hazard class or division, and the packing group, if any, in that order. The packing group is displayed in Roman numerals and may be preceded by PG. Identification number, shipping name, and hazard class must not be abbreviated unless specifically authorized in the hazardous materials regulations. The description must also show the total quantity and unit of measure, the number and type of packages, example, 6 drums, the letters RQ, if a reportable quantity. If the letters RQ appear, the name of the hazardous substance, if not included in the shipping name. For all materials with the letter G, generic, in column 1, the technical name of the hazardous material. Shipping papers also must list an emergency response telephone number, unless accepted. The emergency response telephone number is the responsibility of the shipper. It can be used by emergency responders to obtain information about any hazardous materials involved in a spill or fire. The telephone number must be the number of the person offering the hazardous material for transportation. If the shipper/offerer is the emergency response information, ERI provider, or the number of an agency or organization capable of and accepting responsibility for providing the detailed information required by paragraph A2 of this section. The person who was registered with the ERI provider must be identified by name or contact number or other unique identifier assigned by the ERI provider on the shipping paper. Shippers also must provide emergency response information to the motor carrier for each hazardous material being shipped. The emergency response information must be able to be used away from the motor vehicle and must provide information on how to safely handle incidents involving the material. At a minimum, it must include the following information: the basic description and technical name, immediate hazards to health, risks of fire or explosion, immediate precautions to be taken in the event of an accident or incident, immediate methods for handling fires, initial methods for handling spills or leaks in the absence of fires, and preliminary first aid measures. Such information can be on the shipping paper or some other document that includes the basic description and technical name of the hazardous material, or it may be in a guidance book, such as the Emergency Response Guidebook, ERG. Motor carriers may assist shippers by keeping an ERG on each vehicle carrying hazardous materials. The driver must provide the emergency response information to any federal, state, or local authority responding to a hazardous materials incident or investigating one. Total quantity and number and type of packages must appear before or after the basic description. The packaging type and the unit of measurement may be abbreviated. For example, 10CTNS.UN1263, paint 3, PG2, 500 pounds. The shipper of hazardous waste must put the word waste before the proper shipping name of the material on the shipping paper. Hazardous waste manifest. For example, UN1090, waste acetone, 3, PG2. A non-hazardous material may not be described by using a hazard class or identification number. Shippers must keep a copy of shipping papers or an electronic image for a period of 2 years, 3 years for hazardous waste, after the material is accepted by the initial carrier. If one provides a carrier service only and is not the originator of the shipment, a carrier is required to keep a copy of the shipping paper or an electronic image for a period of 1 year. Important note: to view complete regulatory requirements for the transportation of hazardous materials, one should refer to the Code of Federal Regulations, Title 49, Parts 171-185. Next page, page 9-8, 9.3.6- Shipper Certification. When the shipper packages hazardous materials, he/she certifies that the package has been prepared according to the rules. The signed shipper certification appears on the original shipping paper. The only exceptions are when a shipper is a private carrier transporting their own product and when the package is provided by the carrier, for example, a cargo tank. Unless a package is clearly unsafe or does not comply with the HMR, you may accept the shipper's certification concerning proper packaging. Some carriers have additional rules about transporting hazardous materials. Follow your employer's rules when accepting shipments. 9.3.7- Package Markings and Labels. Shippers print required markings directly on the package and an attached label or tag. An important package marking is the name of the hazardous material. It is the same name as the one on the shipping paper. The requirements for marking vary by package size and material being transported. When required, the shipper will put the following on the package: the name and address of shipper or consignee, the hazardous material shipping name and identification number, the labels required. It is a good idea to compare the shipping paper to the markings and labels. Always make sure that the shipper shows the correct basic description on the shipping paper and verifies that the proper labels are shown on the packages. If you are not familiar with the material, ask the shipper to contact your office. If rules require it, the shipper will put RQ, marine pollutant, biohazard, hot, or inhalation hazard on the package. Packages with liquid containers inside will also have package orientation markings, with the arrows pointing in the correct upright direction. The labels used always reflect the hazard class of the product. If a package needs more than one label, the labels must be close together, near the proper shipping name. 9.3.8- Recognizing Hazardous Materials. Learn to recognize shipments of hazardous materials. To find out if the shipment includes hazardous materials, look at the shipping paper. Does it have an entry with the proper shipping name, hazard class, and identification number, a highlighted entry, or one with an X or RQ in the hazardous materials column? Other clues suggesting hazardous materials. What business is the shipper in? Paint dealer, chemical supply, scientific supply house, pest control or agricultural supplier, explosives, munitions, or fireworks dealer? Are there tanks with diamond labels or placards on the premises? What type of package is being shipped? Cylinders and drums are often used for hazardous materials shipments. Is a hazard class label, proper shipping name, or identification number on the package? Are there any handling precautions? 9.3.9- Hazardous Waste Manifest. When transporting hazardous waste, you must sign by hand and carry a Uniform Hazardous Waste Manifest. The name and EPA registration number of the shippers, carriers, and destination must appear on the manifest. Shippers must prepare, date, and sign by hand the manifest. Treat the manifest as a shipping paper when transporting the waste. Only give the waste shipment to another registered carrier or disposal/treatment facility. Each carrier transporting the shipment must sign by hand the manifest. After you deliver the shipment, keep your copy of the manifest. Each copy must have all needed signatures and date, including those of the person to whom you deliver the waste. 9.3.10- Placarding. Attach the appropriate placards to the vehicle before you drive it. You are only allowed to move an improperly placarded vehicle during an emergency in order to protect life or property. Placards must appear on both sides and both ends of the vehicle. Each placard must be easily seen from the direction it faces. Place so the words or numbers are level and read from left to right, at least 3 inches away from any other markings, kept clear of attachments or devices such as ladders, doors, and tarpaulins, kept clean and undamaged so that the color, format, and message are easily seen. Be affixed to a background of contrasting color. The use of "Drive Safely" and other slogans is prohibited. The front placard may be on the front of the tractor or the front of the trailer. Next page, page 9-9. To decide which placards to use, you need to know the hazard class of the materials, the amount of hazardous materials shipped, the total weight of all classes of hazardous materials in your vehicle. 9.3.11- Placard Tables. There are two placard tables, Table 1 and Table 2. Table 1 materials must be placarded whenever any amount is transported. See Figure 9.7. Except for bulk packaging, the hazard classes in Table 2 need placards only if the total amount transported is 1,001 pounds or more, including the package. Add the amounts from all shipping papers for all the Table 2 products you have on board. See Figure 9.8. Next, we see a chart with the following information. Figure 9.7- Placard Table 1. Any amount. If your vehicle contains any amounts of placard as 1.1 massive explosives, explosives 1.1, 1.2 project hazards, explosives 1.2, 1.3 mass fire hazards, explosives 1.3, 2.3 poisonous/toxic gases, poison gas, 4.3 dangerous when wet, 5.2 organic peroxide, type B, liquid or solid, temperature controlled, organic peroxide. 6.1 inhalation hazard zone A and B only, poison/toxic inhalation. 7. Radioactive yellow 3 label only, radioactive. You may use dangerous placards instead of separate placards for each Table 2 hazard class when you have 1,001 pounds or more of two or more Table 2 hazard classes, requiring different placards, and you have not loaded 2,205 pounds or more of any Table 2 hazard class material at any one place. You must use the specific placard for this material. The dangerous placard is an option, not a requirement. You can always placard for the materials. If the words inhalation hazard are on the shipping paper or package, you must display poison gas or poison inhalation placards in addition to any other placards needed by the product's hazard class. The 1,000-pound exception does not apply to these materials. Materials with a secondary hazard of dangerous when wet must display the dangerous when wet placard in addition to any other placards needed by the product's hazard class. The 1,000-pound exception to placarding does not apply to these materials. Next, we see a chart with the following information. Figure 9.8- Placard Table 2, 1,001 pounds or more. 1.4, minor explosion, explosives 1.4. 1.5, very insensitive, explosives 1.5. 1.6, extremely insensitive, explosives 1.6. 2.1, flammable gases, flammable gas. 2.2, non-flammable gases, non-flammable gas. 3, flammable liquids, combustible liquid, flammable slash combustible. 4.4, flammable solids, flammable solid. 4.2, spontaneously combustible, spontaneously combustible. 5.1, oxidizers, oxidizer. 5.2, other than organic peroxide, type B, liquid or solid, temperature controlled, organic peroxide. 6.1, other than inhalation hazard, zone A or B, poison. 6.2, infectious substances, none. 8, corrosives, corrosive. 9. Miscellaneous hazard materials, class 9. ORM-D, none. Flammable may be used in place of combustible on a cargo tank or portable tank. Class 9 placard is not required for domestic transportation. Placards used to identify the primary or subsidiary hazard class of a material must have the hazard class or division number displayed in the lower corner of the placard. Permanently affixed subsidiary hazard placards without the hazard class number may be used as long as they stay within color specifications. Placards may be displayed by hazardous materials even if not required, so long as the placard identifies the hazard of the material being transported. Next page. Page 9-10. Bulk packaging is a single container with a capacity greater than 119 gallons. A bulk package and a vehicle transporting a bulk package must be placarded, even if it only has the residue of a hazardous material. Certain bulk packages only have to be placarded on the two opposite sides or may display labels. All other bulk packages must be placarded on all four sides. Subsections 9.1, 9.2, and 9.3. Test your knowledge. 1. Shipper's package in order to fill in the blank, the material. 2. Driver placard their vehicle to fill in the blank, the risk. 3. What three things do you need to know to decide which placards, if any, you need? 4. A hazardous materials identification number must appear on the fill-in-the-blank, and on the fill-in-the-blank. The identification number must also appear on cargo tanks and other bulk packaging. 5. Where must you keep shipping papers describing hazardous materials? These questions may be on your test. If you can't answer them all, reread subsections 9.1, 9.2, and 9.3.